Are we there yet? Now. Are we there yet?
Recording now. Are we there yet? Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Let's get ready to rumble.
La, 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 la. All right.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to the side. No, wait, not side scroll. Cancel that.
Snap.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Dreamcast. This week with your hosts. Craigie boy.
I'm not in France.
Gas.
Good. Between you and me, I think the Ruskies need a good kick in the balls, right in the testicles, the source of their commie power.
And now, we will begin the Dreamcast, after which we will enjoy some cake.
Time to go down below, into the liquid abyss!
Hey there, welcome to the Dreamcast. A very special Dreamcast with only three people sitting in.
But not one of them is Scamboo.
Scamboo is on holiday. Hopefully in hell. But this
at least the flight is cheap.
This is John, a.k.a. Juggernaut, here with Gasp and Craigie Boy. Say hello, fellas.
Hello.
Hello.
Gonna be a pretty short podcast hopefully this week. Do basic what we've been playing. We'll keep it short. Go into the craptacular list of new releases, news,
yes.
And then a very, very special end segment for all
of you. I
don't
know what you guys do. Them new releases look pretty good. I mean, they've got like Game of the Year material.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how I'm going to get so much money to buy all of them.
Oh,
it's
so
going
many
to be
amazing.
Hard.
So many amazing DS games out this week, I just can't, I can't take it.
That's why Scamboo really likes the DS, all those great games.
Yes, excellent. I'll start out with what I've been playing so far. A lot of Battlefield 1943 on PlayStation 3.
Just to clarify, it's not the 1,943 game they've made.
It's not the what now?
It's not a sequel to... You know.
It is not a direct sequel to 1942, the amazing classic PC multiplayer.
Imagine if
they
made that many games.
Yeah, 1,943.
Started with Battlefield 1, where they
it's
were
basic,
in
it's your basic World War II. Basic World War II shooter. It is a remake of 1942 for the PC, but with the Battlefield Bad Company graphics and engine.
Yeah,
and
I
they've
know,
only
they,
got
I
the Pacific.
All the, destructible environment that when you shoot down.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Your melee weapon can break through almost anything. It's amazing.
It's like the hammer from Red Faction.
Is there a fence in your way? Hit it with your bayonet or hit it with your wrench
so you
and it's out of the
ammo.
Way. It's true. But yeah, they only have the Pacific Coast right now. They're apparently will be releasing other campaigns later on, other maps.
How are the servers? Because I heard they've had problems with some of the online.
I heard the 360 had problems from the get-go, but all the server problems have been rectified. It's pretty much like any online-only game. The servers are never up to what they expect. Apparently, they expect people to only expect like 5 or 6 people to download the game and not like thousands.
Because it's made by EA, they don't expect many people to buy it.
EA, people don't buy our games. They just... Oh, wait, yes, they do.
They just stare at them.
Other games...
They just like the box art.
Yes, they only like looking at the box. They don't actually play the games.
That's why I'm buying Borderlands.
Funny.
Yes, even if it is a downloadable game.
Yes. Which is supposedly like the most downloaded game ever so far.
Ever?
Ever?
So, like, download-only game? Yep, it's supposed to be up there. But I'm guessing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 will soon defeat that.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is not a game I have been playing. Next game I've been playing, I went and found a copy of Shadow of the Colossus for PS2.
Sweet!
It's such an amazing game. I borrowed it from a friend like a while ago, but he took it back because he moved to North Korea.
Because he's evil.
Yeah, he is evil. He moved to South Korea, so
give
he kind of won.
Give me that game back. Bite yourself,
I got
you
to,
cheapskate.
I got to the water snake thing and couldn't beat it, because I didn't know how. But I finally beat that and just got past the one where you had to lure it underneath geysers to flip it onto its side and climb up and kill it.
Probably
which was amazing.
Get their next game when it comes out on PS3.
That's the reason I was looking for this, and Ico, but I can't find a copy of Ico anywhere.
Yeah, me neither. I would like to play Ico since I never played it.
I know,
and,
I haven't played it either, but it's apparently supposed to be an awesome game. I got Shadow of the Colossus from this like old game store called Game Cycle where I live, and I go up and bring it up to the counter, and the guy's like, oh man, this is a really good game. I'm like, yeah, I know, I told him the whole story of how I borrowed it and everything. It's like, yeah, I just got a copy of Ico.
You're just trying to get a
like, you got a copy of Ico? Is it here? Can you sell it? It's like, no, man. I took it home myself, and I'm keeping it.
I'm like, you bastard.
You son of a bitch. Why'd you tell me? You
they
asshole.
Make any money, just yeah. The game
I want to punch you in the face right now.
That guy is really, really an
he's
asshole. I mean, yeah. I've got the copy, but I took it home. So, yeah, suck it.
And I'm playing it myself. I'm like, you asshole.
He probably goes into and, the store every day wondering what games he's going to keep.
It's so terrible. That's the best thing about having like a game trade-in store. If you get a game you want that gets traded in that you want, you just pretty much just take it. It's yours. But other than that, the other... I'll keep it short down to three games. I've been playing Team Fortress 2 again a little at work during my work breaks. On the PC. Yeah.
I've also only got the PC version because I knew the console versions would be shit.
Well, just because, Microsoft is supposed to be getting the updates, but PS3 Valve does not like
it. Microsoft sell them as DLC, ain't they?
Oh, I think Valve talked Microsoft into not charging for the updates, which is amazing.
Valve told them off.
I know, Valve's like, fuck you, we're doing it for free, or we're not doing them, so.
So
Microsoft apparently likes their fans sometimes. Another update though, a game I haven't played yet, but I'm going to be playing this week or learning how to play this week is Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna geek out.
I never get into Dungeons and Dragons. But wait, it's the board game or?
I don't get
into
Dungeons and Dragons because I have something called a life.
No, but wait, it's on the PC or?
It's a real-time role-playing game. Like, you go in, you have, like, a dungeon master, you roll dice. That's about the extent of my knowledge of the game. Like, you create your character, you go on campaigns with other people at an actual table. It's, like, the first of actual multiplayer games. But, yeah. I've always been interested, but, like, it's kind of one of those...
You don't ask your
friends
to
start
playing.
Play
this amazing game.
You just have to find people that play it. Like my friend's cousin is into it. I don't know. It's just a fun game. You sit around. You can like drink and get drunk.
That's the best part of the game.
Pretty much. But it should be fun. If I'm on next week, I'll let you guys know how my first adventure went, if I survived or if I got killed by a horde of goblins or whatever the hell kills you.
Sweet.
But yeah, it
probably
should be
one of those games that was like a novel full of the rules and the terms and stuff like that. It'd take you years to like master it.
Yeah, that's why you have a dungeon master, the guy who actually did all that crap, and you can just sit back and play your character and he can tell you all the rules. So unless the dungeon master is a complete dick, you should be able to have some fun. Like,
you're
can't
a dungeon master, aren't you?
Like, I know all the rules, so I can tell you when something
isn't. Rules up,
I don't
so
like
you have to
you
give all this stuff
you
to me.
Something that I don't like, I can tell you that's not legal, and there's nothing you can do about it unless you want to sit and read the entire fucking novel worth of rules, which I don't want to do.
Don't you know?
So that's about it for me. How about you, Gasp? What have you been playing?
Okay, I had a little problem with the game. And that is Folklore for the PlayStation 3. It was released back in 2007, and I bought it last year, like in October or something like that. And the problem is, sometimes I buy games, but I don't get to play them right away because, well, I have work or I am playing other time-demanding games. Yeah, at the time, and I just like shelf it for a time, and then after I finish what I was playing, I'll get it.
That's called your pile of shame.
Yeah. Well, yes, indeed.
You didn't
ever
play the game as soon as you bought it. You just displayed it.
Yes.
I have a
cheap,
I have a huge pile of shame, especially
I'll get
for
back
the
to
PS2.
It later.
Yeah, but the thing is, yesterday I finally wanted two days ago, I finally said, "Damn, I'm going to start this game right now." Fuck.
Because I'm
going to
beat myself.
And I opened the box, and inside it was the darkness.
You got a different game.
I just have one of the biggest nerd rage ever.
You bought it used, didn't you?
Yes, I bought it used.
You know the worst thing I hate about buying used games? Like I said, I bought Shadow of the Colossus used.
Is that
I bring it home.
They have problems sometimes.
Not that. I brought it home, it works fine, but it's been so long, I couldn't remember the controls. So I opened up the instruction manual. It's the French instructions. And there's no English instructions at all in the box. It's just the French instructions.
That's an excuse to learn French.
No, but I haven't finished because this deserves a happy ending. So, yeah, I buy a lot of used games.
European instructions, you have like huge instructions because like they have them in like every single language available.
Yeah.
Like in English, in French, in German, in
German,
Italian,
in
Czech Republic.
Portuguese.
Yes, Portuguese. Gaston would be very impressed.
So, as I was saying, I buy a lot of used games, especially on the PS2, since I just can't find it anywhere.
Do you have a backwards compatible PS3?
Yes, I have.
Awesome.
And I have a PS2 as well, so no problem.
You're a lucky bastard.
Yeah, so I buy a lot of
PS3s.
Good job.
I buy a lot of PS2.
Apparently, they're supposed to be making a program that'll make old PS3s backwards compatible.
Yes, supposedly.
Thing is, I was going to sell my PS2, but then I realized it wasn't backwards compatible, so I thought I'll have to keep hold of it for a while.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Gasp's story.
So I always buy a lot of used games on PS1 or PS2 or Mega Drive or whatever, and I rarely have any kind of problem. So this was the first time I had something like this where
the game was, fuck it.
Let me finish this damn thing. And I mean, I don't care that much for the darkness because I played it back when it was released, the demo, and it's fun, but not that fun. I don't have a problem. I have a problem with keeping that game instead of Folklore. So I go to the store. It's a store, like, not a GameStop or anything like
it's
that.
Like it's like a privately run used
store. Yeah, it's a small store that they, like, have two or three in my city. And so,
it's like a small chain. They actually have other stores, right?
Yeah, they actually have other stores, but it's really small.
Okay.
So,
I know that.
Like, no, it's like two on my city and another one on the really close one. So, yeah, I went there and I talked to the guy, and the game was Switch and all, but I bought this game like a long time ago, etc. And it just went bad after that because number one, I don't have the receipt. For some reason, I always put the damn receipt inside the box.
2 years ago, odds are the receipt's gonna go missing.
No, 2 years, no, not 2 years ago. It was last year.
It was released 2 years ago, but he bought it like in October.
Yeah. Right, hang on.
Yeah. So I always
still a year.
Always put the receipt inside the box, like on that little thing where it has the
Where the manual goes.
Yeah,
but you didn't open the game, did you? It was what it still been in like.
Yeah. That was a problem. I don't really know what happened. So not only that, but on my store profile, I don't know how to call that.
Says you're a bloody thief. Like to steal games.
The freaking game
likes to scam people.
This freaking game didn't appear on my profile.
Well, you have, like,
oh, they actually
the
keep track of the games you buy?
Yeah, yeah, most of the sales, like this one, wasn't there because maybe when I bought it, it didn't ask my number.
Maybe they're trying to rip me off by pretending it wasn't there.
They're trying to get rid of the copies of the darkness,
They're not going to get...
So, but after that, the guy searched a little for the game on, like, the... Back on store and all that. Yeah, no, not on the database, on the... They have, like, these huge DVD boxes, and the games are all there.
Okay.
And, okay, nothing. So, he said, wait, come here tomorrow, maybe I'll find it then.
He said, go home and just play the darkness.
And I said, fuck that.
It's not that bad, come on now. Maybe you'll like it.
So,
well, I have fun. At the beginning, where you're in the car, and you have that shot.
The next day... I went there and I can't find it, and if you don't have the receipt, I can't do anything. But I persisted that, I mean, come on, give me a hand here, I can't do
what
anything.
Is the darkness?
I hate the darkness.
Sympathize with me.
I get to talk to somewhat of a friend I have on the store that is next door. And he used to work there. Maybe he was the one that
fucked you over with the darkness.
Yes, that sold me the game back then. And they said, "Well, talk and try to see the sales
point of
that
view
that they made on October and see if it is there." Well, but at some point, the guy that was attending me went out of the store. And somewhere, I don't know, and there was this woman that I suppose it's like one of the bosses of the store, and she just searched again on like the boxes of DVDs, and the freaking game was there.
It was inside the darkness box?
No, it isn't. It's like one of those DVDs and CDs carriers.
Okay.
It's like only... It's only little sheets of plastic, and they have all the games there. So I said, "Yo, oh, thanks a lot." So now I have my folklore, and I've been playing it, and I love it. So yeah.
That was a long story, but
I would just get the darkness. Much better game.
Yeah, because I was freaking pissed. I mean, after all this time, I decided playing the freaking game.
It's principle, Craigie. It's principle. He paid for folklore, and he got fucked over, and got the darkness.
And they were already saying, if we are going to give you your money back, it won't be the same as you first bought it, because it lost value. And I was already getting scared, like,
like,
oh,
like
no.
The darkness had any value whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my amazing story of losing
the
game.
What game you've been playing? Any other game you've been playing with equally long stories?
No long stories. This time, I've started also playing Final Fantasy VIII because
a decent game.
It's like another one on my pile of shame. I already played 6 and 7. It's pretty damn big. I really played 6 and 7, and I mean the only Final Fantasy game that I actually played when it first was released was the Final Fantasy IX. So now I'm backtracking.
Yeah, well, with Final Fantasy games, they don't share stories, so you can backtrack.
Yeah, but still, it's more about the graphical differences and the gameplay.
I have to play them in sequence, or I am a failure.
Indeed. No, but I still haven't played a lot.
The ones that weren't released in North America and whatnot.
Like what?
Like the first three was released, but then they went back straight to 7 because the other three weren't released there.
Yeah, but I mean, they just changed numbers. They were released. Oh yeah, but prior to the PlayStation, no, but they still were re-released on the PlayStation 1, like 1 and 2, and then 3, 4, 5, I think, on the same disc.
that's... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I still can't say much about Final Fantasy VIII because I haven't played it that much, like 1 hour still. With all the time. Yeah, but still, one thing that I'm getting kind of scared is that it looks a lot more deep as far the elements and the. And the magic you can use, and it just the tutorials. I lost like 1 hour on the freaking thing.
That's insane. Okie dokie. Well, there's three games from Gasp. Let's go with Craigie Boy. Three games you've been playing, Craigie.
Three? Oh, I'm gonna have to narrow it down a bit.
Well, but I didn't say three, I only said two.
Yeah, but yeah, the darks as well.
Yes.
No, but I'm over. I won't talk anymore. Yeah.
It's because of that long-ass story.
Yeah,
yeah, that counted as two, so yeah.
At least one and a half.
Yeah.
Oops. So there's Gasp, oh, yeah. It's two and a Freaky. Half games.
Tell us, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing now some Wipeout HD. You know, I was back on PSN.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't got the Fury expansion yet, but the original.
Yeah, but I mean, but the expansion is like €10. That's or $10. That's a lot for an expansion. I don't know what it brings, but
apparently it brings some new ships designs that look slightly different.
Hooray!
I haven't finished yet. I think then they have like some new game modes. One of them's called Zone Battle or something. It's like the normal zone mode, but except you get weapons and there's other people you compete against. There's another one called Eliminate.
The zone mode was pretty cool on previous Wipeout. I played the Pure on PSP and the zone was cool. It's like the speed is constantly increasing. So you get to a point you just can't control the ship anymore.
Yeah, then another game mode is
cool.
Called Eliminate or something, where you have to kill everyone else, so to speak, until you're the last one left, I think. I don't really know what to do about it.
Burnout mode.
Yeah, burnout mode.
You just start listening to some burnout music.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses. Speaking of burnout, I mean... I've been playing Burnout Paradise not long since, so I suppose I'll move on to that game.
Did you get the Paradise Island or whatever the hell it's called?
No, I haven't got the Paradise Island yet. I haven't got that much DLC.
No, it's not Paradise, it's Surf Island.
Surf Island, whatever. Big Surf Island.
Is it, how is Surf Island? Have you been on it?
Oh, I bought it. I played it a couple weeks ago, just for a little bit. It's still fun. You have huge ass jumps. I'm trying to find all the billboards.
It's been lots of stunts and stuff.
There's tons of stunts you can do. It's insane. Plus the dune buggy you get when you the first car you get, it's a little dune buggy. It can do some pretty sweet shit.
Do you get trophies as well?
Yeah, there's trophies for it. There's one. I am thrilled. There's one for just finding all the different events around Big Surf Island. There's one for a few different jumps that you can get trophies for.
You know them.
My trophy whore is satisfied with Big Surf Island.
You still don't got as many trophies as
yes,
you do.
Yes, you have a lot of trophies. Damn.
My E-peen is 8 inches.
I'm nearly on 9 inches, I think you'll find. I'm not sure. I have to check what mine is.
I have to rent some new games to get some new trophies, because the games I have, the other trophies I need to get are next to impossible for me to get.
How many trophies have you got? Hang on.
Yeah, on Burnout, there is that one where you have to complete all challenges.
On Burnout's probably the easiest platinum trophy to get.
I got the platinum on Burnout. I also have the platinum on Sonic, Sega Genesis Classics, and that's the only two platinums I have.
You bought Sega.
I rented some Sonic Sega Genesis Classics, and I beat it I got the platinum trophy within the time limit of my rental period, which goes to show you how easy that platinum trophy is to get.
I was thinking of buying it, but I have a so, most of those games, I have it like the real cartridge. So
yeah, you have the cool thing about Sonic's Sega Collection is the games you can unlock. Like, you can unlock the original Fantasy stuff. You can unlock a bunch of arcade
games.
Big
Boy Hill games!
So,
totally was saying.
Hang on,
I've also been playing. Recently SimCity 4 back on the PC because I remember finding it on my shelf after I was looking through some games to play and I found this and I haven't played it in a while.
SimCity? That's not a real game.
That is a real game. You shut your dirty Russian face.
Yeah. In SimCity, City builds you. Back in Soviet Russia. Why haven't you played it?
Ever since like the first one. I used to play Sim Farm just to crash my crop duster into the town.
I never got into SimCity for some reason. Or The Sims, by that matter.
SimCity was fun just to destroy your cities.
Yeah.
Yes, destroy and then put a freaking tornado in there.
Yes.
It's so satisfying.
Throw a tornado.
Blow that shit up.
Yeah, in SimCity 2000, you could have planes crash, which is great.
Wait, you can choose to crash a plane?
You can. You can go into like the disaster, and the plane crash, and then you see the plane like start circling down, and it eventually crashes into part of your town.
The thing about SimCity 4 is you can drive a tank.
Can you really? That's awesome.
Yes, after you get the army base.
Ah, I heard you can like zoom in and actually see people walking along the street.
Yeah, there's like this certain thing where it tells like what the people like if they want like hospitals or schools or they want to lower taxes and stuff like that. So
screw that.
Or play the game properly, as some people call it. Whereas we just want to blow shit up.
Yes. Or you go to like the pre-built cities, like when SimCity and SimCity 2000, they used to have Detroit. So I just go into Detroit and just level it.
That's pretty much what Detroit is now, isn't it?
Pretty much. I live right across the river from Detroit, so it's fun to like destroy shit when you're right there. It's hard to like when you're trying to rebuild your own city. Like it's hard as hell to like try to recreate your own city.
Yeah, there's always like the Sims are never satisfied. They're also bitches.
Yeah.
Like, no, we want schools. We need education.
Greedy bastard.
Boring shit like that. Build us a fucking police station, or else we won't develop your houses.
So is that it for what we've been playing, fellas?
There's three games.
I guess so.
All right, we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with the beautiful list of new releases. Here with Gasp and Craigie Boy.
We couldn't contain
myself.
Our excitement to the fact that this recorder finally works.
Woo! Yes.
Yes, we rock.
After using Minority
Vista.
Craigie Boy has finally found a recorder that works.
No, I didn't have any problems. It was Gasp that couldn't find any recorders.
I could find them. Enough arguing! We have something that. So we're going to talk about next, let's see, do you want to do new releases for the week of August 16th, or do we want to do last week's previous?
I don't care, they all suck. Releases that, since we've not been on.
Yes, we haven't been on, so we'll just go to last week's new releases and we'll talk about that. The biggest new release coming up is Wolfenstein for Xbox 360, PC, and PS3.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the games that are worth it.
That's about it. But let's talk about the games that you can buy right now. Biggest release, Madden NFL 10. Are you guys Madden fans at all? I'm Canadian, so I don't even like Madden.
Canadian, we have Canadian football, which even, is even crappier. And
like every single sports game, it's the same shit as the last year, only with a new roster. So yeah.
And slightly improved mechanics. Well, according to GameSpot.com, the Madden franchise returns, featuring all new animation technology and gameplay mechanics.
Nice.
The Xbox 360 version got a 7.5, and the PS3 version does not have a score at all.
It got awesome. One. Or something. They'll find a way to do it.
Let's go. Another big.
I don't think it should be really released, apparently. Review seriously.
Trials HD was released for the 360, which is apparently supposed to be a decent motorcycle racing game, but it's supposed
to be one of the, it's very similar to one of those Flash games where you just control a motorcycle across a trial, and yeah, it has a lot of physics play and all that, but I haven't seen a lot of this Trials HD, so
it's an HD.
Yes, it's by it.
Hooray!
Let's see. Other notable titles for. Let's go with PC. Still Life 2. I have not heard about this, but since Gasp is a PC gamer.
Wait, what was that? Still Life?
Still Life 2.
Still.
Second chapter in the Still Life story, and we'll have you following the case of the East Coast Killer.
I don't think.
Nah. I don't know about this.
Another PC title.
No one really knows about this
Nobody
game.
Nobody knows about PC titles.
There's probably like someone who's listening to this going, fuming, saying, how dare you not play this?
How dare you not play every PC title? PC is the monument of gaming. Ugh. Another PC title, Death to Spies, Moment of Truth. This standalone follow-up to Death to Spies features more stealthy third-person action. Let's talk about the game that everyone and their mother will be downloading off of the 360, Xbox Live Arcade, and PlayStation Network. Can you guess what game it is, guys?
I can. But I won't say it.
Aw. Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
That's
quite possibly the most notable fighting game next to Street Fighter.
Yeah, maybe.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, ask kids today. Mortal Kombat isn't as strong as it was in the 90s.
I still think about Tekken. Tekken? I like it a lot.
I was never a huge fighting fan, though, but I could always get into playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2. It was just stylish and fun, and they had like...
And smashy. You can just smash the buttons and something pretty.
I was a huge
gritty.
Marvel fan, so having like Spider-Man, Venom, and Captain America on a team, always fun. Or having like their X-Men team battling, fighting together. It's always cool. What are you guys' thoughts on the game?
I played the demo when it was released like a month ago, I don't remember.
It was released a long time ago as like
a long time.
ES3 exclusive. Ooh, we got a demo exclusive. Good for us.
Suck it. No.
Suck it, Xbox 360 owners. We got an exclusive demo. Of course, you got the full game like almost 2 weeks ahead of us, but...
Still, we have the demo, so shut up.
Yeah. Shut up.
But I tried it. I mean, I had to play it with a friend because it was an amazing demo, since you couldn't play it like on arcade mode.
Yeah, you couldn't play against AI. You had to play two players.
Very, very dumb.
But still, the dumbest idea ever.
But still, I got a friend, and he as me, isn't a Marvel vs. Capcom player, so we were both a little lost. Yeah, I mean it's Street Fighter only with more stuff. So for someone that plays Street Fighter, it isn't that hard to pick up. But I mean, all those special moves and all that. I think it's a little harder.
It is harder.
You have two characters at once.
Yeah, you have a three-person team. You can tag in and out and have them do special abilities that help you out while you're fighting.
insane. It's fun to watch too, like just to sit and watch two people play it. You can actually have be entertained.
Probably easier to watch as well.
People play.
Yeah, and it has pretty colors, so yeah.
It does have pretty colors, and it's the, what was it, Dreamcast version that they ported, which is good because the Game Cycle store that I was talking about earlier, they have Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for the PS2 available. Take a wild guess on how much it is. Guess how much it is.
It's probably a lot because it's rare.
A lot.
$119 they want for it.
Damn, I wasn't thinking that much.
There, for the for what could possibly be the crappiest version of the game.
Yeah, yeah, but still, it is Marvel vs. Capcom 2. So,
the sprites look ugly, the backgrounds are pathetic, and they want $119 for it. So hopefully, with the release of the virtual, the downloadable version, people
it will
like
lose
to,
some value, maybe.
Although I can't say the same, when Final Fantasy VII was released for download, it didn't like lower the price of the actual disc copies of Final Fantasy VII on
the but it isn't that expensive. I mean, at least here.
It's still like around $70 here, like on eBay.
70? Damn.
$70, yep. Because people want.
No, but I mean, because it is one of the I mean, that most sold one of the Final Fantasy games. Like, it isn't that hard to find, especially the Platinum version.
Not
the Black Label.
Versions.
Yeah, because the Black Label, like the original.
Everyone goes on about the Black Label ones being more expensive.
It's a lot more.
It's the original. It's not the repackaged one. Stupid collector.
People are collective whores like that.
They are. But you guys have any new releases you guys want to talk about? Because that's about pretty much it on the good side. We can talk about crappy games if you want. I have no idea. About
no,
it.
No.
We make lots of crappy games.
But everyone likes crappy games.
I mean,
games.
there is a Shadow Complex. I mean, I don't have a.
Yeah,
I don't have a 360. I don't have a Xbox, but it looks fun. I don't know if it's going to be or not, but
yeah,
it
an
looks
Xbox
like a
Live Arcade game. So those are usually good for the most part.
Usually.
But you want to talk about big huge hit titles that are coming out next week? I have two for you. Two
or my pets or something.
Nope. Two great DS titles coming for everyone. Every hardcore gamer needs to buy these. There's My Dress Up and My Makeup.
Oh, yeah.
If you're hardcore, you'll be buying and playing these games. Preferably in public. Just to show how hardcore you are.
And with a lot of female friends around, so you can show how manly.
Crank up the
volume. You can show how manly you are. So, yeah.
Be for breakfast, manly.
Manly. So I think that's enough.
Oh, Mac Ride, the most manly game ever made.
Indeed. I guess we can jump to news.
News? Gas,
the
take it away.
News.
No news.
If your favorite Russian gas.
Okay, news. I don't have any setup, so I'll just going to read some of the headlines and we'll just discuss it or not.
We'll decide on whether we want to guess on what the headline is about.
No.
Totally so, make up the news.
Make up the news.
We're complete.
This is not CNN.
PSP Go is going to cost $100. Yeah.
What's going to cost $100?
PSP Go. Woo.
PSP Go is not going to cost $100.
No.
Where did you get that news?
I made it up.
Oh, okay.
Don't get my
Let's get on to
the new Nintendo.
The PS3 Slim is going to cost $199.
The new PS3 price drop coming in.
The PS3 Slim is going to cost less than the PSP Go. Confirmed.
In fact, let's get into more serious biz, people. Serious biz.
That's
so,
what the internet is.
For the Pokemon fans, the Soul Silver and Heart Gold version are going to come on Spring 2010. So
did
keep an eye on that. No, it's true. It's only true news.
It's quite
I'm gonna end up buying one of those games because I'm a fucking Pokemon addict. I don't want that.
No, I'm trying to go into rehab. I'm not playing anymore.
So,
what is this game you've been...
Oh yeah, there are a lot of Half-Life games at 66% off, so if you have Steam, go check it out. If you haven't bought some of the episodes or...
That is also
I've only got Half-Life.
Juggernaut XUG is my Steam ID if anybody wants to take advantage of that. Buy 4 copies of Left 4 Dead for $119 and gift one of them to me. I would greatly appreciate that.
Actually, give them to my account. Don't listen to him.
That's an awesome deal though. Like if you have like three other friends who don't have Left 4 Dead yet and you guys want to play together, you just split
How
much do you spend a piece, like each one?
It's like $30, I think.
That's sweet.
This is 119, so it's 120, so it's $30 per game. So you're pretty much, you just give each other 30, give the one person with a credit card $30. You all buy the game. Yeah. You can all four can play together.
Okay, so more news. Valve still doesn't like PS3.
That's not news.
They
don't.
Yeah.
They're not exactly PS3 fanboys. Like you can
yeah, but know. I'm not...
It's too hard to port our games to that system.
No, I mean, I love Valve and everything they do, but this PS3 thing, it comes out more like whining than stating something.
The thing is,
their
I can't understand.
Too hard to port to.
It's a win-win situation.
I'm realizing that they think like the install base for PS3 isn't worth opening a development team to port their games, but when you have like petitions with like hundreds of thousands of people signing saying, "Hey, port your game to our system, we'll play it."
Yes, we'll buy it.
We will buy your game if you port it to our system. They should at least like not whine about it and look into cheaper ways to port their game. I know EA ported the Orange Box to PS3 with terrible.
Yeah,
results.
Terrible. Very,
but,
very
terrible. But EA husses.
It's true. EA was supposed to port Left 4 Dead to PS3, but that never happened.
I suppose. No.
I still prefer to play it on the PC. If it's going to be like
true.
The Valve game, I would just play it on the PC, because that's usually the best version.
And I mean, one thing about Valve games that is really good is that most of the games don't really need a supercomputer with... Quad
true, you can lower the quality
that.
And the game still looks great.
No, even at full detail and all that, the source engine just doesn't take that much.
It's not as demanding.
Processing and all that.
Valve is awesome. We all love
that. Know that if they have like
Valve is awesome.
Send us some free games, and we will talk about you on every single podcast ever.
The good thing is,
Valve is awesome, and we love them.
Can sell more games, because you know. Make it more accessible to people who don't have like £1 million to spend on the PC.
The best Valve story is how they were trying to sell their Steam system to Microsoft, and Microsoft shunned them away, and now they have like it's true. They were trying to sell the Steam process, like the program, to Microsoft for their games for Windows program. They were trying to sell it, like, hey, look, we have this program. It's really good. And Microsoft was like, oh, fuck you. We have our own system.
Yeah, right now Microsoft is punching itself in the face.
It's true.
So yeah. Okay, more news.
More news, hooray.
Maybe it's a white and pink DSi is coming to the USA. So yeah.
Hooray!
I'll buy one. I'll go outside with my
More news.
What about the Hannah Montana purple PSP?
Oh, that is coming.
That is already out.
Yeah,
have
but
you seen the
in Europe, I don't know if it is on Europe right now, but maybe it is. No.
It's out. It comes with like two Hannah Montana games and like a Hannah Montana UMD movie, and it's like the whole advertisement campaign for it is girls play too. They're trying to get girl gamers into their PSP.
Yeah, but girl gamers don't play games like Hannah Montana.
It's true.
Okay, more news. BlazBlue, a game that I would like to have, but it isn't released on Europe. It's going to be released on Europe. Hooray!
What game is this?
BlazBlue on the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
I have never heard of it. What is it?
It's like, do you know about the game, a fighting game named Guilty Gear?
No.
No. I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
You suck balls.
I am not a fighter fan. Blow me.
No, I mean, think...
That's what that dog said.
This section of... this.
No, but I mean,
no one's gonna get that joke.
No, but BlazBlue,
if you're over
18 like...
and not at work, go to pornfail.com for all your hilarity porn kits.
Not safe for work.
It's awesome. No, but as I was saying, BlazBlue, it's like a spiritual sequel to Guilty Gear, because it doesn't use the same characters or worlds, but it's made by the same guys, so it has a lot of gameplay things that are alike. Yeah, but it's really a great game, and it wasn't released initially on Europe for some reason, and now it's going to be
because they don't like us.
But another thing that is kind of weird is that it's going to be released on 2010.
And I really have to. They have to, like, you know, redo the.
Yeah, but still,
they have to translate the game, don't they? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but 2010, damn.
You guys speak completely different language over there, don't you?
Yes, Portuguese.
Yeah,
there are a few games
to translate Portuguese.
Yeah, there are really few games that, especially on PS3, there are more Portuguese translated games, but mostly there aren't. Yeah, but the game is going to have new characters and moves. With 5 languages, so...
Hooray!
Yeah.
Yay! Like what?
I don't know, the normal, German and all that, and French.
The new moves are fireballs and hurricanes.
What is awesome. German for hurricane?
Okay, more news! Let me
Yay!
See...
Yay!
Oh, the... about the PSP Go...
Yep.
The games... Some of the games are going to be as cheap as iPhone apps, and if this is true, it's going to be really great.
I mean, like proper games.
I'm sure they're gonna port some of the iPod, iTunes apps to the PSP Go.
Yeah, but I mean, a console like this, if you look at the homebrew games that are around the internet.
Homebrew? That would mean hacking your PSP, and how dare you do that?
And Sony will not be impressed.
I still buy games, so yeah.
No, I still give
there
you
are
money.
There are a lot of good games that don't take that much space or didn't take ages to produce. So, I mean, I hope they use this well. Okay, next. There is a Lost Planet 2 co-op demo hitting Xbox Live this week. So yeah, no PS3 love.
So I don't really care.
I wasn't a fan of the first.
I liked the first
demo.
It was cool.
I only played the demo and I wasn't a big fan of it. It was like, I don't know, the controls felt too clunky. Like, you couldn't like turn very well. The aiming was kind of off. The giant robots were very impressive.
Yeah.
That would be cool. You know, it'd be cool in Half-Life or in Killzone 2 if they released a map where everyone gets into those giant mech suits from the beginning level.
Yeah. Oh, that would be.
Or that one, the single player level.
What I got pissed off is that level. It was so short. And then you, and I was like, I want to be back in the mech suit.
I know. It was awesome.
It was one of the highlights.
Or maybe if they just made a level with vehicles. Like, you can get in the tank. Yeah. You can get in all the other crap. I think there's only a tank though. Wasn't there? It was like
there was
the tank
at
the
beginning,
suit.
Then there was that mech suit.
A tank and then that mech thing.
Tanks versus mechs.
Yeah, but that
would be cool. I don't know why they didn't put it on the online. I mean, as
balancing issues.
Yeah, but still. After all this time, I think they would figure out a way of balancing.
Yeah, and the maps that they have wouldn't really accommodate much vehicle.
Yeah. Like, they already released like four or six, I can't remember, maps. I haven't watched any of them, but still.
I have all of them except for the new one now. I need to get the one with the bolt gun and the...
Yeah, it has the bolt gun and the flamethrower.
I love the bolt gun. Bolt people to walls. It's fucking awesome. That was my favorite weapon in single player.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Okay, so... It's so bad.
Any more news? Badass.
No.
Let's
not,
talk about bolt guns again.
Yeah. No,
would you like
not...
to retake the ammo once you shot the bolt out like you could in other games? Or is it?
Yeah? No, don't know.
I think you will
just have to buy it.
Damn it, Sony!
So yeah, that's it for news.
Hooray! Okay, well...
And next we'll have our amazing...
special feature.
Special feature.
Special.
Yeah.
So we'll see you after the break. Before the break, we're back with our very special segment. We are going to discuss internet memes, what they are, and some of our favorites. To start up, I'll start with a description from Wikipedia.org. A meme. At its most basic, an internet meme is simply the propagation of a digital file or hyperlink from one person to others using methods available through the internet. For example, email, blogs, social networking sites, instant messaging, etc. The content often consists of a saying or joke, a rumor, an altered or original image, a complete website, a video clip or animation, or an offbeat news story, among many other possibilities. An internet meme may say the same or may evolve over time by chance or through commentary, imitations, and parody versions, or even by collecting news accounts about itself. Internet memes have a tendency to evolve and spread extremely quickly, sometimes going in and out of popularity in just days. They are spread organically, voluntarily, and peer-to-peer, rather than by compulsion, predetermined path, or completely automated means. The term may refer to the content that spreads from user to user, the idea behind the content, or the phenomenon of its spread. Internet memes have been seen as a form of art. Yeah, right, art. Anyway, there exist websites that collect and popularize internet memes, as well as sites devoted to the spread of specific internet memes. The term is generally not applied to content or web services that are seen as legitimate, useful, or non-faddish, or that spread through organized publishing and distribution channels. Thus, serious news stories, video games, web services, songs by established musical groups, and the like are usually not called internet memes. Whew, that was a long-ass description.
Only on Wikipedia.
Only on Wikipedia. Yeah. The most reliable source for information on the internet. Mm. Which could also be the idea of a meme.
Yeah.
So... What are some of your favorite memes?
Yo, dog! I heard you like memes, so I put a meme in your meme so you can lol while you're lol.
That is Craigie. Here's one of my favorite internet memes.
Hello, you!
Hello!
That's a meme?
It is a meme. Indeed. Ow!
How are you guys?
Awesome.
Don't worry, there's no Australians.
What? He's beating us today.
So anyway, some of my favorite memes, well, some of the most popular memes are on the You're the Man Now Dog website. Like,
You're the Man Now Admiral, Dog.
Admiral Akbar's, it's a trap!
Oh, that's classic, yeah.
Then you get the link up post, that's got like all of them.
We should, or
supposedly.
Then there's also Lolcats are a popular one. Ceiling Cat. Yeah. As
Cat
Cheeseburger. Cat Today.
Monorail Cat.
Monorail Cat. Oh, good stuff.
The Icon As Cheeseburger Cat.
Yes.
There are so many cats.
There's an entire site dedicated to lolcats. There's even a lolcat Bible.
Where?
Google it. Google lolcat Bible. It's pretty funny.
Okay, but one of my favorites is the awesome lolcat. I mean, awesome lol only. Like a smiley. How can I explain it? No, you've probably seen it.
The extremely crazy wide mouth smiley.
Yes, and looking to the side, something like that. Yeah, but other, I don't think that we can call it meme already. But the smiley, the one with the squinting eyes.
Yes. What the hell
that
are you
is more
look. That one's
that is more
getting...
Screw Attack. It's more a Screw Attack thing.
More popular, but it'll get there. They put it on a few of the video game vaults.
Videos.
So.
Yeah, some of the videos. I think it was one of the Seal of Approval.
Stuttering Craig Seal of Approval. That,
I think
isn't
it was.
That the insane? The crazy smiley?
Maybe. This is the best thing we ever done on the Dreamcast.
Did you get the link?
Talking
oh.
about memes. Oh yeah.
The X in my Y? It's more likely than you think.
So any more memes?
I
can't forget like the classic memes like the Sonic Says
oh,
or
yeah.
Star Wars Kid.
That's no good.
Army. There is one that I really find weird, that is the Bingus. The Bingus meme.
It was Bingus!
From... Yes, it's really, really strange.
Robotnik likes his penis. As you can tell by
I
page.
Mean, even for me, because Pingas is a word in Portuguese. So, it means
it
it's
mean?
Like drops, like water drops. So
that's
yeah,
because that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Awesome.
Another good idea for the whole meme is the motivational pictures or demotivational pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I've got hundreds of them.
But it. Yeah, is that a meme?
They are memes because they're like the same idea. They're widespread. You spread them everywhere, like the Screw Attack style.
Screw Attack.
Motivational pictures.
Awesome.
Hang on.
So yes, memes are funny. If you have a funny meme, post it in the comments when this is posted up.
Send oh yeah, there is another one that is awesome. That's the stare that. Don't know if you know about it, but it's like a stare dead. Like so, and sometimes it's joined with when the dad says to the kid, "I I am disappointed. It's weird.
That's not a meme, is it?
I think it is.
I haven't.
Okay, but anyway, if you care to know more about memes and how they were created and their evolution and all that, just go to Know Your Meme. It's a pretty cool site with a lot of memes and the videos explaining the story behind most of them. So yeah, care to say anything else, or are we done?
That should be it for this week.
Yeah. We are kind of stretching it right now with the meme talk.
We are. It was a good idea in theory.
In theory.
But meme talk fails.
Indeed.
The new meme, or new meme.
I think I have the appropriate meme to sum this up. Can you guess what it is?
Right.
I am disappointed.
That's it for this week of the Side Scrollers. Oh wait,
Side Scrollers.
I should be on Side Scrollers.
That's a word for face pam.
Promoting them. Dreamcast, the Dreamcast. But listen to the Side Scrollers too. That's a good podcast.
Captain
as well.
Picard is not nice. Happy with you.
We'll talk to you whenever we get the next podcast out, since it's taking forever for us to get organized.
Right, October.
Whenever that will be. Because some of the level 257 people are on vacation, so...
And I never post any new content because I'm a lazy fuck.
Yes, you are. You all are lazy fucks. Yes, German.
German?
Alright. Until next time, this is Juggernaut.
Yeah.
And Gasp. I was expecting you guys to say your name. And Craigie Boy.
I won't.
But I'm the lazy bastard.
See you next time.
Whenever that will be.
Whenever that will be.